This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
The hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the real deal. This is where everything else, this overview of the world of talk radio, it's the beginning, it's the end, it's the apex, it's the top. There's nothing better than this on the radio, if I do say so myself. That's because Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And he's going to go through the charts for this first week of May. Michael, this is a dramatic moment.
I don't know if I can live up to this. This
somebody's got to do
this.
It.
Don't you like that? The use of
this.
This is the. This
talk
is
radio.
The infinity of talk. At number 10, we have concerns about artificial intelligence. People are
as well
worried.
We should.
You know, what is this genie that we have let out of said bottle? At number 9, we have the deadly shootings all over the place. At number 9, we have the New York subway chokehold death. At number 7, we have the Russia-Ukraine war. Number 6, Trump's legal battles, which are many, and we tied that with the Proud Boys verdict that came in this week. At number 5, the Tucker Carlson Fox brouhaha aftermath. Mm-hmm. And that certainly was...
leaves a lot to be desired.
We have at number 4 the Biden immigration policy. At number 3 we have bank failures. At number 2 Fed raises interest rates. A lot of banking and financial stuff. All the way up to number 1 the debt ceiling. At number 10 we have Jordan Neely. We have Vladimir Putin at 9, Jack Smith at 8, E. Jean Carroll at 7, number 6, Donald Trump, Tucker Carlson at 5, Greg Abbott at 4, Jerome Powell at 3, Kevin McCarthy at 2, and Joe Biden at 1. It was another crazy week.
So as a human being, not speaking as the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, but just a human being who is an observer of what's going on, the essence of what the world holds for us every week. Do we ever get cynical about things because it seems that from one week to the next, the stories change, but the tempo doesn't? You know what I mean? The amount of change, the amount of focus on the negative, look at this. Where is there anything on here that people can smile about? There's nothing there that we can smile about.
I'm looking closely here. There isn't. It's pretty. Yeah. It's downright. Yeah, maybe artificial intelligence. Maybe artificial intelligence.
Maybe we can laugh about him a little bit. Artificial intelligence? You're not concerned about that?
No, but the concerns are not like, you know, the Russians are building up a military presence along the border with Canada or something, you know.
No.
It's more of a theoretical. But your point is well taken. But this is the age-old question about journalism. Mm-hmm. You know, if it bleeds, it leads. Is good news news? You know, what is news? News is when things don't work. Mm-hmm. Things work. You see, what's so amazing about the reality in which we live and have lived since the beginning of time. Well, I can't say that. I haven't been around that long. Maybe I have, but I don't remember. Is that things go very well when you think about how many things can go wrong. Most things go very well. It's amazing. It's amazing that the world spins and is there and that society functions. And there's nobody pressing buttons or directing traffic down to the micro level. It just happens. And so when things go wrong, that's news. If we report on, you know, everything that goes well, it would be a whole different story. Think about, you know, cities operating, the sun comes up, people get in their cars, traffic is going, transit is happening, airplanes are landing, hospitals are operating.
Things are working.
Yeah. I mean, look at how many complex operations go on every day in this thing called society.
Mm-hmm.
So
very complex, isn't it? You wonder what the future does hold if we're at this point and we've seen the changes that have happened since the Industrial Revolution
right.
in the 1880s, and that's only less than 150 years ago. Look at the change that has taken place in that time, the point being that there was much good and then there was much bad. The whole World War I, World War II thing, the aggressiveness that was possible because of modern media, modern technology, things that couldn't have happened. The Romans took them centuries to conquer the world, right?
Yeah.
The world that they knew.
Well, also think about technological advancements. I mean, decades would go by, hundreds of years would go by, and nothing would change. Yeah. People wore the same clothes. The children had the same customs as their parents. Technology was the same machines year after year after year. It was a whole different tempo than we have now. Now, you know, you take a nap, you wake up, it's a strange new world. You can't get off the treadmill. It's going so fast. It wasn't always like that. But I don't know. You know, I wasn't following the stories like I have been for the last 40 years.
Okay, so let's put something into perspective here. As we talk about death, there was always dying things. The number 9 item this week on the countdown, all these shootings, the situation in New York on the subway, and why it seems these things happen. I have a theory that I put forth this week on the Good Day program about the lack of credibility in the legal system. I tied it together with all of the discussions about who's being appointed, Dianne Feinstein holding up judicial appointments and all this stuff, can of worms. One can, you open it and it goes into another can. But with the idea of this problem that we have with violence that's spreading not only all around the country but all around the world, mm-hmm. there's no justice. And I think that's, you know, the whole business about the what happened with the Proud Boys and the verdict, who's guilty and what they're going to suffer as a fate for their actions. Look at the guy that got put to death in Florida this week. He'd committed his crime over 35 years ago and was convicted of it over 35 years ago and sentenced to death over 35 years ago. And yet, here he is, 35 years later, just suffering the consequences of his actions. And then you look around, there was an officer who found a woman. Here's the story of something that happened 26 years ago. This was a cold case that a detective pursued trying to solve the murder of this woman who was discovered dead on her bed by her 4-year-old son. When the police walked in, he was wiping the blood from her nose. This is 26 years ago. Nobody really pursued the case, and then some detective, it's kind of like a Law and Order story, right?
Yep.
But the point I'm bringing up is we have a lot of this stuff that's here because I think nobody really fears the consequences of their action. You think that's true?
What a great question. Firstly, I can't say nobody fears the consequences
well,
of their action.
Not enough
most,
people.
Most yeah. people fear the consequence of their action, or there would be far more lawlessness. It goes back to what I said before. Most people are law-abiding. Most people have never been arrested. Most people have never been to jail. Most people never kill anybody. I mean, the worst that most people do is maybe they cheat on their tax and don't even realize it in some cases. You know, or steal some extra splendor from the diner. You know, it's...
But most people. Sorry, that strikes me. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Most people are.
If you're going to steal something, steal the raw sugar. Don't steal the Splenda. Right?
You know, the Splendas are the first to go. You know,
yeah.
I forgot the name of the other one off the top of my head. The pink. Here's the pink, the blue, and
there's
the yellow.
The big one. Yeah, right.
But think about what. This goes back to what I said earlier about good news is not news. Most people are good. Most people are decent. Most people get along in society. Most people pay their bills. Most people go to work.
Right.
Most people. Right? Isn't it true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you think about it.
I think that there are a lot of people who don't go to work these days. But
look at the statistics of unemployment. Look at the statistics of crime. Look at it. It's a small minority of the general population of human beings that engages in this type of activity. So when you say people commit crimes without fear of anything happening, in some cases criminality is a mental illness, and they have no awareness. And in other situations, it's a profession. Yeah. And the cost of doing business.
Crime does pay.
You might. That's the sad part of it.
Yeah. Because of what I said earlier in the conversation, there's no real recourse. There's nobody really. We have the police, but they're corrupt. And, you know, most of them are good, but some of them aren't. And so that gets in the way of people having respect for the law and the people who enforce the laws.
I think most police are good.
I do, too. But there are some that steal the headlines. And so we get, then the people who would be good as police say, I don't want to be subject to that. Look at all of that. How's it right? I'm not doing that.
Uh-huh.
And you go become a plumber.
And then, now there's a, I'm not going to say anything about plumbers. All the plumbers coming after me with their wrenches. With their wrenches.
You know, I have a thought that isn't on the countdown, but I think it's
what
about,
else is it,
I'm thinking about Jamie Foxx and how much that's become a part of the social media lexicon because he had a stroke. Nobody wants to admit it in his family. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you look at stuff like that and you think, why wouldn't you? I understand privacy, but is there a lesson to be learned from this? I mean, he's not dead, and maybe he's recovering. I've seen a lot of people recover from strokes. But, you know, it's a personal choice, but that's occupied a lot of space in people's minds this week, interestingly enough. So anyway, I throw it out there because we only had 10 seconds and now it's 18 past the hour. We have to move on.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious, like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning, and you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
Great. It's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party bookings.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
those stomach issues ruined your birthday?
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa.
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for,
There are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, we are. 23 after the hour. Talk Radio Countdown time. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. And the host replacing Tucker Carlson next week is... Marjorie Taylor Greene. No. Well, maybe
they should put I wouldn't be surprised.
Don Lemon.
I wouldn't be surprised if they put Marjorie Taylor Greene in there, or you know, Donald Trump should do that. Donald Trump, he should get out of politics and get into
become a star again.
Cable
After
television.
All, did you see what he said? The Trump legal battle thing is number 6 this week on the story countdown list from Talkers. He said that he was quoted as having, but this was the Billy Bush thing that stars, it's okay for stars to rape women. That's the expectation is that big stars can do it and get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that. You heard that. Actually, that was something.
Well, no, I don't know what you're referring to. Are you referring to what he said back in this 2016 election, which came out?
Right. They brought it up as part of in the E. Jean Carroll and the other three women that have.
Well, he did make light of the fact that he, you know, grabs women and all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's okay for a star to do that. That's what he said.
I don't know if those were the words he said, but
close.
It certainly was. It was the implication. Yeah.
It was pretty close to that. I actually laughed out loud when I read that. I'm talking, he is a piece of work, if nothing else. And I think he's beginning to believe his own press. I think he really believes that stuff now. You? Or you think it's just so much huffing and puffing?
That's another great question.
What does he believe? What does he really believe?
Well, that's Trump. A great question. That's a great question. You know, you could have a series of radio shows on the psychology of Donald Trump. He is a specimen. He really is. He really is a fascinating specimen.
Absolutely.
Of all that goes right and wrong in humanity. Now, is he lying to himself? Is what you're asking?
Kind of.
And he might be. He might be living a delusional, existence.
Well, I think definition of bipolar, I've maintained all along that he was bipolar, and bipolarism affects you in many different ways, and it can strip you of your own, you know, what is real versus what you think is real. And then you can ask yourself, well, what is real? We really, you know, you and I have this spiritual discussion frequently, or once in a while anyway. Is any of this real? Are we really real? Are we here? Or are we a figment of our own imagination? Is the world really the world? Has the infinite intelligence decided to play a big game and create in some reality, in some universe, this adventure? That, you know, I can touch myself. I can touch, shake your hand. So does that make us real?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Well, come on. I mean, when you said the word spiritual, what you're saying is scientific. Science has proved that nothing is material or real or physical. you know.
Why are we doing this then?
Why are we talking about this?
Or no, why are we doing anything?
Because we have to eat.
Oh, why do we have to eat? Why do we have to live? Why are we here?
Well, let me sort it all out. Can we go an extra hour today? I mean, you know, and let me go get my robe. I'm wearing the wrong outfit for this.
You wearing? Is it a black robe or a red robe?
I have a
white robe.
A white robe. That would be nice.
Who did the white robe? Isn't there a white robe, or is that White Rabbit I'm thinking about, Grace Slick? Or is there a song called White Robe?
Song by which we live our lives.
All right, stay tuned for more of this excitement, boys and girls. Here we are at 28 past the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is expected to recommend Air Force General Charles Q. Brown Jr. as the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, as Army General Mark Milley's four-year term is coming to an end. Though Brown is expected to become the 21st chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena this week for an FBI file that a whistleblower said linked President Biden to a criminal scheme involving money for policy decisions during his vice presidency under Obama. The White House denies the claim. Representative James Comer on Fox News says they're following the money.
I possess bank records from the Biden family now, and there's a consistent pattern of the Bidens using LLCs to receive payments from our adversaries around the world, including the Chinese Communist Party.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It is the fascinating world of talk radio, and here we are, fascinating Michael Harrison and fascinating Doug Steffen, talking about the issues of the day, the things that matter, what has been said and what's being done. A lot of the news talk radio stations that carry this program and others, due to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine under Michael's leadership. So we are into the fascinating facts about the world. I saw this week. This was not a headline story. It was about visiting the most interesting toilets in the world.
Oh. There are some amazing toilets in the world. Do you know that America is way behind in two areas of technology? The railroad industry. Yeah. Trains in America are very behind the world. And toilets. We're missing the boat. On trains and toilets are just, it's disgraceful how how advanced the world of toiletry is. And in the U.S., we're still dealing with those old, that old Clark system.
Yeah, right. All right, let's talk about a couple of serious things that do pertain to the items that are on the story list from Talkers Magazine, which, by the way, you can read. You can see them at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. The number eight issue here, the New York subway chokehold death. There's a lot of pressure that's mounting on the folks that run New York City, investigating the death of this black street performer, former Marine, who's white. Here we go. See, right? You follow what's going on. This is part of how this has been taken apart. A white Marine, grudgy, kind of, I don't like blacks, so I'm going to do this in. That's the behind-the-scenes riff that's going on. The death of Jordan Neely on the subway has been ruled a homicide. So here we go. The mental health discussion is part of what's going on talk radio. The white versus black thing is part of it. Vigilante justice is part of it. And on it goes, Michael.
Yeah, no, it's a, you know, if people haven't lived in a major urban area, a lot of people are listening to this in rural America or small town America. The subways, the mass transit, the street is a very different atmosphere.
Yep.
Am I right? I mean, it's you talk about different environments and different worlds.
Yep.
And the pressure of that, it does create fear and it creates hatred, and that's what's going on right now in places like New York. You step out of your house, you try to go someplace, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's very true.
So people are fearful. I think that's the key word is fear. Thinking.
Is that something that we could do a better job of, or is that part of the nuance of talk radio is it filling people with fear? Look out below!
Talk radio? Talk radio is just a little blip on the radar screen of the intelligence that bounces around between human beings in a society. When you say what we can do about it, I don't know. We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vent. I think that the media can always do a better job, whether it's talk radio or anything else. You know, we were talking earlier in the program, for those just joining us, about the one bad apple syndrome. You know, the media is full of bad apples.
Yep.
Doesn't mean we should get rid of the media.
Oh,
doesn't mean we should elevate the government above the media. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that we should muzzle the media, get rid of the First Amendment. We should just police ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it comes down to ethics and integrity, and the media has got to have integrity, or freedom of speech has no value.
Oh my God! All right, let's go to something else that's fun.
Was that not fun?
No, it was. Well, it was sobering. I think sometimes, you know, people don't understand what the word entertainment means. Some people think entertainment is all about laughing. Entertainment is what occupies your mind, what captures your imagination, what grabs hold of, whether it's imagery by the spoken word or visual stuff, that's entertainment, in my mind anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So are these things entertaining? The discussion of Trump's legal battles, I know that a lot of people enjoy that who don't like Trump. I thought it was interesting this week the Justice Department sort of intensified their efforts to determine if Donald Trump hid documents at his house. So does that mean down at Mar-a-Lago? Does that mean Joe Biden is going to be looked at a little more closely? Does that mean that Pence is going to be investigated as well more thoroughly? Why just Donald Trump? Why not these other guys who have done the same thing? Oh, it was a mistake. Okay, so maybe it was a mistake. But why are we just going after Trump? Why aren't we going after Joe Biden? Why are we going after Pence or whoever else it was that took all this stuff home for whatever the reason? Obama.
Well, my view of that is that the people taking stuff home is not the primary crime being committed here.
No.
That these are distractions.
Yep.
The fact that we're talking about everything from alleged rapes to alleged hoarding of documents is not the real issue. And in terms of, you just said something that I find to be a commonly said mistake, that the only politician that we're holding up to scrutiny, the only politician we're investigating, the only politician...
Well, it seems that way.
Is Donald Trump. Come on.
Yeah.
You and I could have a... We could talk, you know, do a countdown down to the 100 names of politicians that are either arrested or being investigated for crimes.
We can go to Clarence Thomas. None of the Republicans want to hear what a crook he is and how he has gotten millions of dollars of favorable treats, gifts, and stuff. And he doesn't report any of them, and yet, well, we just give it a pass. Or everybody does it. You know what? That's BS. He's a crook.
And that goes back to lying to ourselves. We lie to ourselves. We support the crooks on our team, and we go after the crooks on the other team.
But look at the other guy.
Yeah, right. Okay. And what about? What aboutism? Well, what about so-and-so? You know? But you just robbed a bank.
Yeah, but what about, you know...
Right, the other guys who rob banks.
Right.
Okay.
You know, right. anytime I hear what about, I roll my eyes. And folks listening to this, listen to whataboutism, how it plays such a role in the political conversation. But when people are accused of things, you know, in a debate or in a discussion, they don't answer with a defense. Their answer is, well, what about, you know, so-and-so? And that's, you know, mudslinging. That becomes a mud wrestling exhibition. Terrible.
It is. It's awful.
We need more clarity of thinking. We need better intelligence, critical thinking, reasoning, but the most important thing, and it's almost the theme of today's program, is we need intellectual honesty, and that starts by being honest with yourself before you go, you know, accusing other people. What about you? You know, what about? There's your what about? What about you?
Right.
So
what about you?
You know, well, I'm too boring to get into that kind of trouble.
Really?
Yeah, you have to come out of your house to be...
Yeah, right.
You have to occasionally come out, you know.
I'll take my bathrobe off and take a walk after a while.
Do I have to take my bathrobe off to commit a crime?
What we're doing here is criminal. Hold on. We're going to focus on what's going on at Talkers Magazine in a matter of moments here with the editor of Talkers. Michael Harrison is here. Right now, I want to think about and talk with you about what you're thinking about your immune system. Is it strong? Is it defending you? Are you getting older and thus are you feeling like your body isn't quite as good as it used to be? Well, there are a lot of changes that happen to all of us as we grow older. That's true. Notice I didn't say grow old. I just said grow older. And now there's Balance 7 that in just 3 days it will start just kind of destroying, taking apart the acid buildup that's in your bod, bringing your immune system back online. There is a lot of, you know, there are a lot of products around that claim to do this, that, and the other thing. If you're a GAPS practitioner like that, Dr. Jack Stockwell is, he's associated with the Good Day program. He says all of your health and your goodness in terms of your body starts in your gut. So let's see what we can do about fixing your gut so it doesn't become a home for a disease. Because that's where the diseases, health and diseases, start, in your gut. Hospitals and doctors have nothing in their arsenals to unlock your immune system, but I have Balance 7 to recommend to you. And yes, in 3 days' time, you will dilute the acid buildup in your body and get your immune system and the rest of your body functioning properly. Let's not have problems. Let's feel better. Balance 7 can be your friend forever, and here's how you get to Balance 7. You can go online to balance7.com if you want to, but it's more interesting to engage somebody, a real live human being, to talk to about ordering Balance 7. So that's why I suggest you call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug, and you're entitled then to $15 off your order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. You don't have to pay for shipping either, and if it doesn't work, you get your money back. How the heck can you go wrong with that? 800-793-9039, or as I suggested also, you can try balance7.com. Get healthy, feel better. Balance 7 is your ticket. 800-793-9039, code word Doug.
For adults those with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
All right, we got 48 at the hour now. We have it. You have it. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here. What?
I'm singing along to Booker T.
Oh, yes, and the MGs.
Boy, that just came out. Let's use that as our theme song from now on.
Okay. Right. No more Talk Radio Countdown.
Yeah, that you know.
Come from down the biggest group.
The big voice announcer. Okay, so this week... at Michael Harrison Interview, MHInterview.com, you have a little insight into the inside workings
of
this
fabulous
business.
Yeah, Steve Lapa, who's a sales consultant. You know, money makes the world go round, and this thing called radio, for it to exist, it's got to be able to compete in terms of revenue generation.
What happens if the world is really flat, though? What's going to make
that right now, sometimes I think that the world is that our country is split into two camps, the Flat Earth Society and the Square Earth Society. And we have to choose between the two. But if you're interested in behind-the-scenes radio stuff, folks, the interview is at mhinterview.com, and it's about how radio is facing the challenge of making money in the 21st century, something a lot of people are facing.
If you're interested in what's going on the television, the conservative side of things, a lot of hooting and hollering this week at Newsmax because Chris Plant, who was a Washington talk radio fellow, and then he became sort of syndicated, I say sort of, because most of the stations that carry him are owned by the same company that produces, and that's what goes on. And now he's going to do a TV program. How many more TV programs and networks can we have, Michael?
7.
You have 7 more? Okay. Got to be looking for
it. I have to look at the clock, see how much time we have. So
not much. We have 7 seconds.
Right there.
For the 7 new networks. All right. Certainly something to think about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side. Comments 855-999-DOUG if you really want to. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'll never stop saying Maria.
Sing along with this checker or not?
Maria, 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 Maria,
Maria, Maria, Maria, Maria. All right, let's contact the living here. It's a movie moments time on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry is joining us with his overview of what's going on, the past, the present, the future, what's happening this weekend in the theaters. But first, we have to return now to those thrilling days of yesteryear when Maria was being sung to by Clem Cadiddlehopper. That's who's singing that. Did you know that, Chucker?
I did not know, no.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Richard Beamer was a star, but he didn't sing. Their voices would dub, actually. Natalie would end him.
Mm-hmm.
Great dubbing, though, because you never really think about that when you watch that movie.
Was that guy, was he responsible for Natalie?
Let's go in a different direction. So we play that because this day in history, 1962, West Side Story soundtrack hit the Billboard charts, became number one, stayed there for 54 consecutive weeks, 20 weeks more than any other album in the history of Billboard. That's pretty impressive, 54
straight
number one.
Yes. Also impressive, the fact that Emilio Estevez, son of Martin Sheen, brother of Charlie Sheen, even though he kept the family name.
He did.
Martin Sheen changed, and so did Charlie. But I think Martin Sheen's real name is Ramon Estevez, as I recall, right? Anyway, there's a story floating around right now. Can you believe Emilio Estevez is 60 and his father is almost 90?
That's hard to believe. And I know Charlie's going to go back into doing some sitcom work.
Yeah.
He's got two things lined up. Charlie Sheen is extremely talented.
Yeah.
A sitcom actor.
Whack
just
job.
Lunatic. But he's an interesting part of pop culture, Doug. I got one other thing. This day, this is interesting. This day in TV history, 1952. The episode, probably the best episode, most glorified episode of I Love Lucy. Lucy makes a commercial. It was also titled I don't even know how to pronounce it. But anyway, 68% of the viewing audience tuned in that night to watch I Love Lucy in 1952, this day in TV. That's incredible. Think about that. 68% of all Americans watching television watch that one program.
It is. It's amazing. What there was a
how did cultures change? I mean, think about that.
The big to-do this week was looking at the ratings for the Carol Burnett birthday party.
How were they?
And there were a lot of people who were just crowing about the fact that NBC won the night with 7.9 million viewers watching that. I can remember when that would have been the least. That would have been the losing number for
them. Yeah, I know.
Right.
I mean, since you say that, this is just off the top of my head. I remember, I don't know how many years, it's got to be about 12 years ago or so on, when Brothers and Sisters with Sally Field on ABC aired on Sunday Night. I like that show. And it used to get, in its last season, it was getting like 10, 11 million viewers a week. And it got canceled because it was what they called on the bubble. Now network TV would basically kill for 10 million viewers for a network show.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
Scripted jokes.
Well, when you look at, it's clear why Dick Wolf does as well as he does with the networks. They, NBC was talking about canceling the 10 o'clock, and then they looked at the numbers for the two Dick Wolf franchises that are on NBC at 10 o'clock, and they said, okay, I guess we'll keep the 10 o'clock hour. Of this is how much command this guy has of network television these days. All three of his nights, Tuesday on CBS, won the night. Wednesday on NBC with the Chicago shows, won the night. And Thursday, the Law and Order franchises win the night.
Having said that, these shows still, like, they'll bounce in this Peacock the next day, which Universal owns, NBC, and then ultimately they get sold to USA in syndication. So, there's
well, NBC owns
secondary life. Yes, correct.
They own USA.
I got one thing here. AMC Theaters easily beat Wall Street expectations, doing $954 million in sales in its last quarter, still posting $102 million loss. The CEO says they'll have to raise capital, but things are getting
better.
Much better.
All right, what's the big movie this weekend?
Guardians of the Galaxy 3. I'm going to go see it probably tomorrow. Expected to have the second biggest opening of the year. I got to be honest with you. I don't feel the excitement, though.
Same story over and over and over and over and over again. So more monsters.
I hope it does well.
Bad guys and shoot 'em ups and blow ups and get those monsters and try to eat you. A couple of laughs. Right. First one was good. I didn't think I wanted to see it, but somebody brought me and I liked
it. It was very good.
All right, Chucker, you're a likable sort
Thank
yourself.
You, Doug.
Please join us again Monday here on the Good Day program. It's 59 past the hour, actually.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.